All right.
Yeah.
Guys, Mike's been mean.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
To his guests.
He gets two of those beers in there.
He's like, there's two stories.
I haven't even had two beers yet. Like, not like really. Hey, everybody. This is Our New Normal. I just want to welcome everybody back. It has been a long hiatus. I went on a trip to Puerto Rico. Ooh, I went to St. Thomas, and I also went to the Bahamas. It was a good time. Although being on a boat for 7 days makes you feel a little bit weird, in all honesty. when you get on solid ground, you feel like you want to try to keep moving, and it just doesn't work out that way. You know what I'm saying?
No. I've never been on a boat.
I'm telling you, when you do, it's
going
to be
I'm
really
never going on a boat. I'm scared of the ocean.
Really, it's fun,
wow,
dude.
Like that?
It's fun.
I'm terrified of
I
the
was
ocean.
On a Tiger Cruise. That shit's fun.
A Tiger Cruise? Oh, that's for
the
military one.
Military thing, yeah, where they take you out, and you're far enough where you can't see land, but you're in the middle of just the ocean. You just see ocean. You're still.
You're probably
like
still in FBI waters.
You're still not in international waters.
We're safe. Yeah, we're not
I went to international waters.
They just take us far enough out.
Well, I gambled in international waters, and I lost $55 on the ship. Lit, right?
No.
No, because I lost it in my fucking pocket. I
did not lose it to gambling.
Huh?
Did not lose it to gambling.
No, I actually had it in my pocket.
You just lost it?
And then I pulled my phone out, and then...
No, you told me. Remember, we talked about it on my show.
It was just so sad that I just lost cash straight up.
You just lost it?
Yeah, just lost it. Didn't gamble or nothing. Just
who are we?
That was someone's great day.
I already said it.
Yeah, but you haven't introduced yourself or your...
This is
your co-guest.
It's fine. That's okay.
Yeah, remember. Relax.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Hey, everybody. This is Mike, your host. I just got back from the cruise. Like I said, I got my buddy to my left here, co-host with the mostest. His
the
name is
Mike.
Josh. I'm Josh. Host
awesome.
Thoughts from the Kid. Also check us out. Conversations coming this week.
And then we got my other host on my right.
Marcel,
which
from Cinema Language, Watch Your Language. And what show did you say, Josh? I was like, what? What? Coming this week?
Conversations.
It's
our YouTube segment.
That's what's up.
It's been pretty lit, actually. He's got, 33 views on the last one? So
I have no idea. I haven't checked
it was
in a while.
Good.
It was pretty solid.
Suckers. No, I'm
not. So, Marcel, we recently just went over our weeks in our... latest Thoughts from the Kid episode?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about your week?
No, because that one's not coming out.
Oh, right. Shit.
Yeah. My week's been fine. It's been work. There we go.
Well, no, but work is good for you.
Yeah.
But if you want to see that episode,
and we had a mishap on the last episode. We're still trying to work it out with Anchor. So we're going to move ahead along with schedules. So this coming up week will be conversations. And then... we're going to go back and try to figure out the podcast shit before then, before next episode in 2 weeks, which is Thanksgiving week. So,
and it's really sad because we had a lot of fun making the last podcast.
It was good.
It was a really good one. It was solid. I'm just mad that I didn't get to play Mjolnir mix at the end.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming next time.
It's coming
next time.
Oh, definitely.
Because I don't think it's the music, but I have no idea whether there's an issue, but we'll get it figured out.
That's crazy. They canceled the whole fucking episode.
Yeah.
Like, completely.
Because because I know with the intro that, remember how we had the Avengers intro for Endgame?
Yeah.
That was totally wiped off. It's not in the beginning anymore.
And that surprised me so much when you told me about that earlier today.
Yeah.
I was just like, wait, what the fuck?
Because that's what I... Because I went back after that deleted. I went back to that one to check, and it was like, oh, no. They just edited that part out.
That's
and
weird.
It picks up right when we start talking.
I want to check it out.
Yeah.
That mouse found you guys.
Oh, the mouse got
called?
It, bro. The mouse got it, bro.
Oh,
he's got a bite
of
nuts.
Thoughts from Mickey.
This thought from the
I
mouse.
I like it,
bitch.
But,
you better pay for my song.
The mouse said,
but
fuck
my
your
week,
show.
Yes, it has been good. I just told you about my cruise.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Where'd you visit?
I already said it
we just
earlier.
Said it
but go ahead and check the pictures out.
There?
I have
you zip lined and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's all explained. Go ahead and check out my Facebook, Mike RMZ, and also on Galaxy Podcasting Network. You can check out all the pictures there. Oh, it's a really comprehensive list, and you can see everything that I did. I'm going to post a compilation video of everything that I really completed on my trips, and then you can just, you know,
now, comment on that. Now, can you answer this question for me real quick?
Go ahead.
How many times did you and Ciara have sex on the cruise? It's been my first question since you got home, and it will be my remaining question until you leave again.
Just do the number.
It's like how many...
just flash some hands.
How many electric slides did the electric boogaloo have?
Come on, Mike. Let's just call, okay. Let's just call it sex.
All right. I'll look that up, and I'll get back to you.
You won't ever look it up because I just completely made that up. I'm never going to tell you, Josh, because it's none of your fucking business.
It is my business. I'm just trying to make sure that, you know, your sex life is good. I know. Nope, never mind. That was a joke. Anyways. That was said off the podcast. I'm not going to say back on the podcast.
Boys,
so,
sure
Marcel.
Marcel, how's your week been?
Oh, you know.
No, we don't know. That's why we have
Hustling, pimping. You ever seen Hustle and Flow?
No. Oh, not in a long time.
Oh, I was going to say. Yeah. Hey, I was like, never?
Terrence Howard has not been Iron Man for a long time, so I don't care.
Oh, no. It's hard out here for a pimp. No, it's been cool. Interesting. Not as entertaining as yours. That sounds fun.
That was
like
2 weeks ago.
No, shut up, Marcel, because me and you.
Me and Josh had some fun.
We had some great times here. We trapped out the whole house one night.
Yes, we did.
We partied the fuck. And then guess what? Totally clean, spotless when Mike got home.
It was.
Guess
what?
It
wasn't even that bad. The
dishes
night of.
In the sink. I'm
it wasn't
just
even
kidding.
That bad the day of. It was just like even when they left, it was pretty done. Like,
yeah, we killed it keeping it clean.
No, actually, you guys would be great roommates together because the house was fucking spotless when I got back. And
it's
I was
so
really
weird
surprised.
How
when I got back, things
everything
got messy.
Was just in disarray.
Oh wait, because I'm fucking tired of cleaning up after everybody else. But
it wasn't even.
Oh, it's so crazy.
It wasn't even like cat in the hat. We were just done. We weren't like.
It wasn't like oh shit, Mike's gonna be back in 2 hours.
We
gotta hustle.
We were waiting at the window afterwards. We were just like, yeah, we did it.
No, we smoked a bowl and just like, oh yeah, Mike comes back today. We should probably at least put some like weed crumbs on the table so he has something to complain about.
Yeah, I guess.
Or not weed crumbs. Ah, fuck it. I said it.
Scooby snacks. Whoopsie. Scooby snacks. It's always
fuck
Scooby snacks.
Fuck you,
weed crumbs. It's always Scooby snacks.
Legalize.
If Joe Rogan can do it.
Nah. Well, he lives in California.
Yeah, but you got to remember, he lives in California. Yeah,
we live in Cali, too.
And not only that, but.
We're in L.A.
We're pretty goddamn close. So,
Our VPN's Arizona.
Marcel, is this your first time on Our New Normal?
I don't know.
This is the first time he's actually joining us. What do you know about the show so far?
I've never listened.
No, I swear I've been on Our New Normal before.
No, you haven't.
No, you really haven't.
One with stories? Oh no.
No, you didn't make it that one.
I was supposed to be on that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you were busy.
I don't know. But
he's always busy. What's that?
What was your question?
What do you know about the show so far?
We hear cool stories.
Yep. About
Our New Normal.
Hey,
that was actually a pretty good answer. I'm gonna
give
that.
Stories about the any interesting stories like creepypastas and news stories that you find interesting.
So there's actually different segments to it, but mainly this one, Our New Normal, sticks to
porn.
Yes, absolutely porn. And
we actually have talked sex on here quite a bit,
specifically gaping porn.
Hey, just like
with the drip, with the drip. Gotta have the drip.
That's not the drip I'm looking for.
But no, this specific Our New Normal, we talk about news things that you wouldn't find in your regular news feed. So,
you need to do a Florida one. Or I'm gonna.
No, Florida is in there constantly.
Yeah, we have Florida.
I'm gonna get it. I think
the last one
I think
we did was Florida couple.
Yes,
we had a whole podcast,
and that one was a really good one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, check that one out.
Was that the one with the
labeled Florida couple?
Wait, is that the one where they snuck the turtles in the bag? Mm. Was that the turtles in the bag one?
No.
What was that?
I think that was actually your podcast.
No, it was for yours.
Like you were in the heart of Florida too. Before your cruise, you were there. I was worried about you.
But Marcel, so this one, we talk about news stories that wouldn't make mainstream news. So there is a lot of random shit. And then, of course, there's our expose episodes where you see your creepypastas, your conspiracy theories, and you're more in depth on those weird, odd things that
don't
are in our world. Understand. And this is the first story.
All right. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, no.
Okay, I was like, I don't know. Like, I was just
primed and ready.
All right, I'm already right there. Our first story comes from the Breaking Times, written by Ikemama. Bro, I don't know. That one's a no. Okay, you read it.
Ikaku.
Ikemba. Yeah, whatever Mike said. We have a 40-year-old Las Vegas hotel worker, Jane, who is not known by any other name. Known by any other name, has won child support battle against 28-year-old tech millionaire after having his child 4 years ago.
Isn't that crazy how you want to say tech billionaire every time?
Yeah,
because every
but it's
time
just
you think
a
of a tech person, you're just like, oh, he's a millionaire. Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
no, he's not a billionaire.
He's not a – yeah, that's what I almost said. I almost said millionaire. These cases usually go that way and would normally not make it onto this show, but no – sexual intercourse. That's not how you spell sexual. No sexual.
Secular intercourse.
Okay, so
no sexual intercourse was involved. The story from Jane goes, she had found a used condom while cleaning his room with leftover bodily fluids.
I have to use bodily fluids. Apparently, people don't like the word cum.
I like cum better. With leftover cum. In the garbage and impregnated herself with the tech giant's baby. All right, is
she
a tech giant or just kind of
a tech giant? I'm sorry, but if you've made $1 million in the tech industry, you're kind of a tech giant.
Yeah, you're a tech
smallie. Tons of people.
It's a billion dollar industry, so it's a trillion dollar industry.
Semantics. Opportunity. Smart.
Apple's a tech giant. I'll say tech baby. The tech baby had a tech toddler. And now the tech toddler has a tech baby who's a real baby. Here is a quote from Jane about her actions. He left his bank statement on the nightstand in the hotel room.
I mean.
And I saw it when I was cleaning. At the time, I wanted a baby so bad, and I thought it would be better if I had a baby with a rich man. All said and done, a paternity test was issued, and sure enough, the tech toddler was indeed the father and was ordered to pay $2 million for the 3 years of his son's life that he had missed. The lawyers of the tech toddler are planning on filing charges.
You really got it now, though.
Yes, are filing charges against Jane for misuse of her client's cum. Now Jane still maintains the custody of their young son and has since quit her job at the hotel and is pursuing her ventures with her newfound wealth.
There you go,
Josh. Hey, you're getting better.
That was a good read.
I gotta have you like read a story to me like every week. That was a good one, right?
That was awesome.
Isn't that crazy, Josh? That's a happy ending. I don't know why I pictured a baby.
How was
like
that a happy ending?
What's that movie called, Boss Baby? I figured
that's a happy ending.
Probably
fuck
how the baby
that
looks
man.
Like. Hell yeah!
Why? Because he did his diligence to become a tech. You know,
she said it was on the nightstand. You could have thrown that shit in the trash.
Why is that shit on the nightstand?
She still took advantage of his bodily
DNA.
No,
she really wanted to have a baby.
Hey,
no,
you know
I'm
what?
Sorry.
I'm all about
bullshit.
Robin Hood.
Sorry, that's
Robin
bullshit.
Hood, rob, steal from the rich, give to the poor.
Fuck you. Wait, everybody go listen to Thoughts with the Kid. No, fuck that.
Maybe
no,
she really loved
I'm
him.
Wrong.
Maybe it was love.
It's not love. It's not love. No, I truly, this truly though, on a serious note, this is a fucked up thing.
Yeah.
I would murder a bitch. I'll be honest. I'll be 100% honest. I would murder somebody if they tried to tell me, this is your kid. I got it from your fucking condom. Stab in the gut. Baby's dead too.
No, but it was crazy. It was 4 years after the child was born, so there was no possible recourse.
I can hire the cartel.
Yeah, that's a whole other story, but you don't want to end up with heads on the post of your fence saying, hey, pay up, motherfucker.
I'll pay up. No, I'm a tech toddler.
And then guess what? You pay up $1 million, they want $2 million. And after that, they'll want
$3 million.
And then
I leave the country.
Million.
I'm a tech toddler.
It doesn't work that way.
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
The cartel doesn't give a shit. But they do.
But I also think it's another thing I want to say is usually we look at robbing the cradle as dating an underage person, but I think this is literally robbing the cradle. Because of the nuts, it's, you know.
Yeah, no, it's like the cradle of the
nuts. That was a bad joke. I'm sorry, guys.
But you take the sperm from the man, and then all of a sudden, just because unbeknownst to him, he's a baby daddy. And, well, and now the best all of a sudden you're entitled to money?
The best part is that she quit her job. That's the best part. That's the best part. She said, fuck this job.
It's a real Cinderella story.
She won $2 million.
For the first 3 years.
Yes.
For 3 years, right?
For just 3 years. So.
Oh, baby.
It's like, I got 18 years of this kid. How much money am I about to make? And then not only that, but like, I don't have to do anything for the rest of my life. What am I going to do with $2 million?
Oh, bro, $2 million? Oh,
no, I would spend it. Me, yeah. Personally, I would spend it. But I'm saying, like, a down-home, you know, just regular person is just not thinking about this in the future.
Oh, Michael, she was clearly thinking about it when she took his cum and put it in her pussy.
This is a plan.
Let's be really blunt.
That is true.
She took somebody's cum and inserted it into her vagina.
It might as well be a rich man's.
She thought about her. She did her own.
See,
plan.
Now, and that makes me worried.
Dude, her own 20-year plan.
How does it work? Because I thought when you ejaculate, it awesome. Dies quickly. Semen
well,
dies quickly.
Well, not only that, but from what I've heard from Aroma.
Is it because
most
it's in a condom?
Well, yes. For one, it doesn't get exposed to air immediately. But I also heard from a coworker that supposedly they're. They're combined with spermicide lube, but I don't know how true that is. Because considering that it lived in the condom for what at least a couple of hours,
couple hours,
as it's not exposed to the air, yeah, it'll
should
last
be
a long
alive.
Time.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
a long time.
Okay, so just make sure, guys, when you pull out and you come on her butt,
yeah, just on
just
the butt.
Make sure it's
don't,
on the butt.
Don't do it on anything else. Don't use a condom. The fuck? Who uses those anyways?
No, fuck condoms. And this is exactly why you don't use condoms. There we go.
And actually, check who you're fucking
and
to.
That is not
like,
a real PSA.
Who you're sleeping with. Like, they,
no, that
they
is 100% a real PSA.
Sign everything. Sign. Like, especially
no,
when you're
see, it don't matter.
Hey, dude,
well, no, but that's the thing. This
don't
isn't
care.
The person who's fuck. It wasn't the. He wasn't fucking the maid.
That we
she
know of.
She went in.
Oh, that's right.
She
that's right,
went
that's right.
in and took his condom.
And definitely in
and
super
inserted
check you're
it into
with.
Her pussy. I like the word pussy now, so I'm saying pussy
shit.
Instead of vagina.
I can hear it.
All
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's definitely
I've changed
a thing
because
now.
I've been a vagina guy my whole life, and I'm like.
But also, if you're a millionaire, be careful what you're saying.
Pussy.
And also, don't leave your fucking bank statement on the counter.
Yeah, dumbass.
That's
I'm sorry.
The best thing I've ever heard.
Who the fuck? That's a weird flex.
Maybe you deserve this. Maybe it's a lesson.
Like, yeah, you kind of deserve
no,
it.
Michael, she means bank statement is the condom. That's the bank statement.
That's not what she meant by the bank statement.
I bet you 100%.
No, he literally left his bank statement on the nightstand.
Oh, then he's just dumb.
Yes.
So wait, I thought the condom was on the
was in the garbage can.
You left everything.
You're behind.
No, I thought she was being clever and was calling that his bank statement.
Nah, dog.
But maybe that maybe he was
a real
dick,
bank
but
statement.
But we don't know the main story. Maybe that he was a dick. He was like, Eloise. I was trying not to.
You really think, dude, do you ever acknowledge
name
hotel cleaners?
Huh?
Do you ever acknowledge hotel cleaners?
Yeah, I'll be like, hi, what's up?
I've never been in a room with a hotel cleaner.
Yes.
And the only
like,
time
up,
I've ever been in a room with
bad.
A hotel cleaner, I told them to get the fuck out.
No, I acknowledge them.
Because they came in without knocking, and I was butt-ass naked with my dick out, and I said, get the fuck out of here! And they did.
Okay, but do not disturb up, man.
I'm sorry, but... No, it's not saying that
knock.
They're not people. It's nothing like that.
They're
it's like,
not people.
They're working. Just kidding. Like, that's their job, and... No, homie.
But usually when they go in my room, though, already. If I'm passing by them, I'll say hi, then I gotta go.
Oh, yeah, I'm passing by. Because
I want food.
They're
or
people.
I'm trying to catch breakfast
hi.
In the morning or whatever. But,
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. But you don't trust them with your bank statement.
Oh, no.
No. Why was your bank statement
And that's
out?
The thing. I don't leave my stuff out in when I'm at places. Like,
absolutely.
I don't like
yeah,
my fancy stuff
yeah.
out. If they're going to be coming in there, I usually...
First of all...
It's either with me,
put that
probably,
shit in your
or
suitcase,
I put it away somewhere.
And your suitcase better have a lock on it.
Exactly.
If you have a suitcase and it doesn't have a lock on it, first of all, you're already an idiot.
Uh-huh.
You're dumb. They make locks for suitcases for a very specific reason, and it's for traveling. If you travel a lot and you do not have a fucking, even if you don't travel a lot, if you are going to travel, buy a fucking, they're like $3.
The little locks.
Yes.
The tiny little ones. I just bought one from a
dollar
store.
I don't even like my Switch out. You think, and maybe you probably don't give a damn about a Switch, but she probably knows it's a lot of money. You probably get something out of it. I wouldn't want that out.
Hell no, dude.
So, no.
Don't anything ever leave any desirable.
So, guys.
That's stupid.
What has been your experience with the nature of the world that we live in? So what is the craziest thing you've seen in the wild?
Humans.
Besides us, because that is
I was going to say humans as well, yeah. Because I was camping once and I definitely came across a couple nudists when
that
I was like 12 years old.
That does not sound like a bad trip.
I was 12 years old, so I was kind of scarred by full bush from both male and female. And I was like,
you got that dick root.
That's called a nude beach.
No. It wasn't. That's the thing. It
wasn't a
commune, nude beach. It was actually just a forest. My aunt actually checked if it was nudist friendly, and 100% was not nudist friendly. But in the natural world, the craziest thing I came up with.
Animal-wise, guys.
My uncle's wife's grandparent or wife's parents owned a cabin,
right?
Or they owned it with a couple people.
In the woods?
They owned a cabin in the woods, yes. and there was and we put meat out on the porch.
Why?
And wolves came up.
Duh.
See the wolves.
Why?
No, we did it on purpose.
Fuck
we
that.
Wanted to see
that's
the wolves.
That's how you feed the fucking wolves so they eat you later.
Oh, Mike,
no.
It's okay, white people.
We had guns.
Just let it be.
No, dude. We were as safe as fuck. Trust me.
Remember that Hispanic thing we were talking about earlier?
Like, fuck them.
Yeah.
You lost it.
No, I didn't. No, it wasn't. First of all, we were very safe. It's not like we were outside with the meat.
With wolves, man.
And then he comes to the door like, you got
there were like two wolves.
No, it's because of the chicken shit. That's why.
Yeah,
because
you're pussy.
Yeah.
I've never even seen a real wolf. I actually got to see a wolf in real life. It was actually
kind of
crazy.
Yeah, and I don't want to see a real wolf.
Those motherfuckers are huge.
Yeah, they are. They're fucking big as shit. Marcel, go ahead. You're a wild.
See this black motherfucker come up. You got more of that meat, Josh.
You got more of that meat, Josh.
That or your fingers.
I know you guys fed us earlier last time.
I was asleep.
Me? Not.
Yeah, so your story with
rifles, pistols.
What?
We had rifles and pistols in the cabin.
Well, I mean, that's common.
We're cool, bro.
we're set.
Where you at, Wolfie? We got the bird and buck.
But I think I've been camping enough and saw nature. You scared? No. I saw nature.
No, but like, what's
skunks.
No.
We saw
what's your physical experience with an animal?
Which Michael really did cut his off.
Yeah, I did. But besides the point, Continue. A wild animal that you've had an experience with, anything at all?
I mean,
there's a lot.
It could be the dogs over by Alex's house. The wild dogs over by Alex's house.
Oh, dude, yeah, the random wild pack of dogs in Arizona.
Because that one nigga, there was one, we got in a fight, and I won't forget it. It was like 3 a.m, and I was like, I'm done. And I left, and the dog came at me, and he actually got me. He didn't bite my skin, he bit my pants.
Yeah.
And then he left.
You kicked that motherfucker?
I didn't kick him, he just bit, and then he left. And I was like, okay. And then I get a call from a friend, he's like, she wants you to come back. And I was like, I'm coming back.
I'm on my way.
I'm coming home.
I was already like, nope, I'm done with this shit.
You're already on your way back before she calls.
But if you remember her house, I went around, I went straight, I went out into the road, I went all the way around, cut back into that, like, if you remember, I cut back into the middle where her house was, like, right in front of me again.
Yeah.
And I did it that way because I didn't want to go backwards.
Yeah.
I was like, nope. I have to come across them. I'm good. But I feel like I have another one that's not that. And I'm going
to
remember.
Well, let me give you some time to think. So,
and I feel like I would be with you if I had any of them, too.
Well, besides the snake almost biting Andrew and Kyle.
Yeah.
That was in the middle of the river bottom.
I wish I got it.
But, so my first one was, of course, a gardener snake. It was actually in this house. So what happened was my dad was clearing out the bottom of the sink, and when he was underneath there, he noticed that there was something shiny down there.
How long ago was it?
And that was when I was about maybe 10.
Oh, okay.
It was a long time ago. It was about 17 years ago. And then he noticed something shiny in the background. He pointed a light at it. Sure enough, gardener snake And that's something it's a very common thing here in Arizona. And he actually got some gloves on, pulled the thing out of there by its head, and just held onto it. And we stuffed it into a glass fish tank that we had laying around. And then we released it out in the desert. Cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome story.
Scorpions.
Now,
I'm moving to Josh's
bike. Go right to the military. I live in a base for a while. And then I am kayaking or... I don't remember if it was – yeah, it was kayaking. And then we're playing around in one of the canals that leads straight to the ocean. Fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely fun. Having a great time. Weird not really ass. Care in the world. But we are swimming in salt water. So we actually jump off of the kayaks, and we jump off into the water. And while we're swimming, playing around, splashing water at each other, mind you, we cannot reach the ground. It is at least 40 meters down.
Who uses meters? What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Whatever. I'm kidding. I know how much meters. I'm kidding.
And we're just next to our kayaks. Everybody has their individual kayaks, and we're just, you know, laughing, having a good time. Gee. Mind you, it was really funny. We were coming around a bend in Florida, and then we see knights in full armor. Full armor.
What?
Like knights. What'd you like take? Fucking full plate armor with claymores and fucking actual swords swinging at
those
each other.
Those are nerds, Mike.
And
it's me.
Yes, this is a real live action role playing. And we see them just going ham at each other. Slashing.
You mean larking?
Yes.
LARPing? What is it?
Well,
is it
this is probably a sword fighting guild of some sort. Because that's all they were doing. There was no wizards or nothing on the other end of it.
So they weren't
it was
LARPing.
Just all practicing sword live sword. Action short sword play.
Cool. Was it that game?
This was shortly after that. And we're swimming, like I said, in the middle of the ocean, basically.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting there in the ocean, and we're laughing, having a good time. Dun, dun. And then all of a sudden, I feel something on my leg. It goes, swim past my left leg. And I'm like, oh, okay. It just bumped it, whatever. And then sure enough, it comes back and hits my other leg. And I'm like, let's get the fuck out of the water. And I scream, let's get the fuck out of the water. And sure enough, everybody jumps back into their kayaks because, you know, hey, Mike doesn't freak out too easily. And then
Mike's a pussy. They did not know you very
No, I'm sorry, but I'm very adventurous compared to my friends. And
I'm down.
I got in my kayak. Except and sure enough, you just see a little... Just a little shark fin just pop up out of the water and then keep going on. It wasn't going to hurt us. It wasn't going to fucking tear anything else unless it got to an artery. But it's still one of those moments where you're just like, fuck, I just fucked with the shark.
Yeah.
I just fucked with a goddamn shark. What
Twice.
The fuck?
I had a shark fuck with me. No. You weren't fucking with the shark.
He was
the
fucking
shark
with me.
The shark was fucking with you.
He was testing if I was food or not. And it left me feeling like, you know what?
Food.
You're not at the top of the food chain anymore, bitch.
Yeah, he was like, you don't know, I'm a vegetarian.
That's rule number 17 on why I stay out of the ocean.
So as we discover that we're not the top of the food chain, our next story comes from insider.com. It was written by Ashley Coleman. It's a relatively simple day in Zimbabwe. 11-year-old Rebecca Mokombe was taking the kids down to the local stream to enjoy some swimming. After just leaving the water, Rebecca heard screams from a 9-year-old Latoya Muwani, who had just been attacked by a crocodile and was getting dragged into the neck deep water. That is when Rebecca ran back to the water and dove in and got on top of the crocodile. She then proceeded to gouge the eyes of the crocodile, which made it loosen its grip on Latoya, setting her free. Rebecca then guided the girl back to the shore, where the other children helped her getting out of the water without further incident. This little girl, I swear to God. So Rebecca is an 11-year-old girl in Africa. Okay.
Lady Mormon.
She jumped on a fucking crocodile.
That's the little girl from Game of Thrones.
And she gouged the eyes out to save a 9-year-old girl.
Yeah, that's the little girl from Game of Thrones taking on that giant.
Rebecca was later quoted saying, since she was the eldest of the children with him, she felt the urge to save her. Latoya was admitted to St. Patrick Hospital, where she was treated for the bites sustained to her hand and thigh due to the... And She is due for a fast recovery.
Good job, Mike. High five.
Josh inputted a bunch of bitches in that story, just so everybody knows.
The bitch sustained her as a
guy. I did it like three times.
She's probably never been called a bitch in her life.
I did it three times and Mike just totally I was like, all right, Mike.
Well, you gotta remember, I wrote this.
That bitch is strong, though, Josh.
Hey, I was just testing your Ron Burgundy. I was just making sure you're not just reading the teleprompter. Dude, that's a fucking awesome story, though. Hey, guys, if one of you guys is getting eaten by an alligator,
you are fucked. And look at the keyword you just said. You said Josh. Alligator.
Oh, I'll it's a crocodile?
That's a fucking African crocodile.
Well,
twice the size, twice the ferocity. Fucking mean. Saltwater alligators and killer.
Oh, it's saltwater too?
Yes. No, they're fucking dangerous. And guess what? They are responsible for half the many deaths that happen compared to hippos in Africa. Because the crocodile.
No, I'm scared of hippos.
Oh, no. Hippos are no fucking joke. Unless they're domiciled.
I'll be honest. I'm never going to Africa. And a big part of it is because the animals.
That's not a joke, though. Like
I just said, I'll be honest. I'm never going to fucking Africa.
Josh, let's go to Africa, bro.
Lions.
I'm sorry.
Marcel, there's hella snakes. Let's go see them snakes.
And the worst part is.
I'll go. If there's snakes there, I'll take the chance.
Spiders. Bro, see them spiders there?
Nah, dog. Nah.
That's like Australia.
Australia.
Fuck Australia. Yes, exactly. Nah, fuck Australia. Hey, you guys in Australia, I love y'all. I wish you guys. We're never doing a tour there. Sorry.
I'll
Africa.
Do a tour there.
I'll be there.
Have fun. You're going to be by yourself. You'll be with Marcel.
Yeah, we'll be there.
I'm not going to go. I'm not getting.
Bro. Combine it together. Our new language.
Bro. Fucking kangaroos.
Oh, dude. Them kangaroos will fuck you up.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm not fucking with none of that shit. But alligators, crocodiles.
It's not even alligators. So you are so composited at these alligators because you've been in United States. You've been to Florida, correct?
I've never been to Florida. No, I would never go to the fucking Florida.
So, but you are so ingrained in alligators for the U.S. Well, because America, of course.
Well, I've seen crocodiles, though, Michael. I've been to a zoo. I've had crocodiles brought into my classroom. I grew up in a nice white school.
Yeah, you don't understand the gravity.
I saw crocodiles.
Okay, so hold up. Let me bring this up.
You know what?
Guys.
I want to point that out. I went to an all-white school, too. They did have animals in there. The teacher would have a snake in the one room.
No. Now, they didn't.
At my school, they
didn't
snake
have
a.
It's not like we had a pet alligator, but they had the zoo come in. And they did the. Where they bring the. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, no. These teachers had pets.
All right, guys. So go ahead and check out this example right here. Right now, I just pulled up a crocodile versus an alligator.
Michael, I know the difference between an alligator and a crocodile.
Look at this motherfucker right here.
Oh, that one looks friendly.
Saltwater crocodile with the teeth on the outlay. Cool. And look at this motherfucker. Which one looks meaner?
Those motherfuckers.
You know what? I feel
good.
Like the
they
one
both
that
look bad.
Look
no.
mean is probably the chill.
Fucking
it's
dinosaurs on fucking short, stubby legs. Look at
that motherfucker's fast. So you ever seen them run?
Yes.
You ever seen them run?
Yes.
They'll go at you, bro. It's funny because I saw one with Steve Irwin on Jay Leno, which is hilarious to watch. I recommend it to everybody. It's funny to watch because Jay Leno is totally fucking afraid. He's terrified. He's just like, oh, okay. Hey. But he's keeping his cool because he's Jay Leno.
Keeping a comedian.
But it's fucking hilarious because, he's nervous as shit. I think that one was an alligator as well. Right. But the best part about it was... because it was a captive one.
Yeah.
So it was lazy. It was a lazy one.
Yeah.
But those motherfuckers in the wild, did you guys see the video of the one that was it fucking huge ass motherfucker? I want to say 15 meters long.
Okay.
Walking up. Maybe even longer, but it was a big ass motherfucker. I remember the video of that motherfucker. That shit was crazy.
Let's go ahead and look at this monster croc from a picture from Zimbabwe.
Nope.
I'm sorry, but that thing is the length of
How many people? That's about a fucking dragon.
That's a dragon. And you know, I want to save the picture. I want to save the picture so I can post it.
Wait, you know what you should do is make that the artwork, but with our faces in between them.
That's a lot of work, but I'm down. Okay, Marcel.
I do miss the crocodile hunter. I don't want to throw it out. I like how those kids took over too. Like they're God bless the dead. I like how the kids are just taking over and doing it because they're on like Conan and stuff like that and Jimmy Kimmel. It's really cool to see.
Yeah. God bless the dead.
But yeah, where's that?
So, all right, guys. We had this great discussion about the scary shit that is in our nature. But when's the last time you went to Los Angeles?
With you.
Not too long ago.
No? Josh, when was yours?
I don't remember. Not too long ago.
Was it closer than ours is the question.
When was la- when did you guys go?
2017?
Yeah.
2016? Yeah. 2017?
It was closer?
Yeah.
How did it go?
Well, great.
Did you go to the LA Walk of Fame?
Of course. I'm a tourist. Sometimes. Part of it. Half the time I'm a tourist. Did it get worse?
Is there a lot of homeless?
Oh, that's LA though. Not on the walk. Usually that's pretty. Usually the cops.
Sorry, but that was the worst part.
Oh, at night.
Yes.
Oh no, at night it's bad. But
it took me for the first during time
the
at night.
During the day.
That's horrible.
But you don't do anything. You don't go to that Tory spots at night because that's where all the homeless people are.
Man, you should know that.
Wait, are you guys not? Well, I understand because you're not a West Coast native.
But you never do tourist shit
during the nighttime. You only go to those spots during the bright daytime. Yes. I'm talking like 1, 2 p.m.
It was so much safer.
You do the night spots at night. And if you don't know night spots, mm-hmm. then don't go to L.A. Because night spots are fun.
Yeah, no, me and Mike went and his ex, and we were out there, and there was a snake, and I was, no. Remember that?
All right, well, like snakes. You have a lot to say about this LA story. Marcel, can you please enlighten me on what's going on here from this next story?
All right, next story is from Metro.co.
Hey.
Calm, Mike. I'm just kidding.
No, it's actually co.
Oh, is it really?
It is really co.uk, actually.
Yeah, bitch.
Well, if you have been there, you will no doubt. What are you pointing at? Written by Jim McCloskey?
Yeah, it's not so easy to read.
Jimmy McGill. No, I'm just kidding.
Jimmy McGill.
All right. Well, if you have been there, you would no doubt notice all of the homeless people in the area on almost every other street corner. Bitch ass Mike has been several running.
Fucking running.
Because of past jobs and other reasons. You have?
Wait, yeah, I was just about to ask that too. Michael, what do you know about the homeless in Los Angeles?
I am a part of the homeless Mike. Population in Los Angeles, considering Josh's very nice critiques of my writing.
Were they homeless people with the snakes, you think?
Probably, and you know what? Next time I'm going to talk to my homeless friends and make sure they put all their snakes on you, Marcel.
No, because Mike was like, just walk past them. And I'm like, no, Mike, they're chasing people.
You just walk. No, if you show fear of the people holding the snakes, they'll chase you with the snakes.
Mike, there was like six of them. That's
so much worse.
There was like six of them.
Just ignore them. Just ignore them. You just ignore them, and guess what? They don't care because guess what? They're not going to get anything out of it.
I'll be honest. This is why I love Arizona. You can just pop that fucking gun out. You get the fuck out of my way.
Motherfucker!
Hey, this is gun control, motherfucker!
You and your snake.
Fuck California. go ahead, Marcel.
But
unfortunately, we have plenty of people on the streets because of drugs, but mental illness plays a huge part and leads to some potentially very dangerous people being unchecked just walking around. And that's very true, guys.
Amen.
That is very true. It's very sad.
And they need help. Yeah, it's very sad. They need help. Like in front of the library out here and everything, you know? This story has poor Heidi Van Tessel. Funny name. Sorry, lady. Driving home after a meal with her friends with Jer Blessings. Not going to her. A local homeless man then proceeded to bestow Heidi with a disgusting gift.
Oh, yeah.
You know, very disgusting. He emptied a bucket. A whole bucket, guys. Full of his
hot. Whole-ass fucking bucket.
A whole-ass bucket of hot liquid excrement.
Excrement.
My illiterate ass. That must have been saved. Oh, diarrhea, guys. That must have been saved up for a while all over Heidi's head.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
She didn't get over it. She thankfully did not get any in her mouth, but did have it get into her eyes. Mike and I watched this story yesterday. That shit was awesome. She was brought to the hospital where she was treated for diseases. She contracted from the feces and now has to undergo testing every 3 months to see if any other diseases rear their ugly heads.
Yeah, that's pretty disturbing stuff in my opinion.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Ew.
She's also Jerry Blessings was charged with battery over the attack and was taken to jail. Sorry, and then had to undergo several months of psychiatric treatment.
Isn't that funny that his name is Blessings?
I'm gonna bless you today. I'm gonna bless you today.
My blessing. He was just throwing his blessings at you. If you don't look at his diarrhea, just look at his
beautiful
blessings.
Brown blessings upon
I'm gone.
Bless you, like I should.
The blessings come down.
It goes down your face. The blessings come down. And it goes in your eyeballs.
Dude, no, she was actually.
Wait. It seems like blessings are falling.
Diarrhea is falling in my mouth. No, I'm
just kidding. Oh, dude, no.
It seems like blessings is falling in my lap. Oh, god damn, dude.
Do you have the other dude?
I almost threw up. I'm going to be honest. I almost threw up.
I want to just point out that one, there's another guy that just started punching people in the streets. That was another story.
So LA's actually been going through a huge population problem with
exterminate them.
Well, besides Joss extremist views and you know.
Wait. That was our Nazi friend. Sorry, he just left the room. I don't know what happened to him.
Nah, they're on 10. They're like the Circle K people. On like 50.
Homeless people population in LA has been too like an extreme. And they are getting worse and worse. I think it was funny because LA had reported that the attacks had been up to 6,500.
We must put them in the chamber.
Shut up.
We must put them in the chamber.
Anyways, Nazi guy leaving. That there were 6,500 attacks in LA. And then it was really funny when people said that they doubled by 50%. And then they reported that in 2017, 6,500 people were accosted via homeless people. And then in 2018, 9,500 people were accosted. And then they said it rose by 50%. What's 6,500 times 2, Josh?
A lot.
12,000. Oh, actually, 13,000.
65. Yeah, 6,500 would be 13, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do math. I'm tired.
They said 6,500 times 2 happened, but it was only 9,500. It was just really funny because, obviously, news people don't do their math. Now, Josh.
Yeah. They're like, don't eat this up.
It's all about blanket statements and vagueness. Vagueness sells news.
Yeah, that's absolutely what it is. It's like, oh, I'm going to put numbers in front of you, and all of a sudden you're going to believe them. Yeah. And that's where you
shout out to Donald Trump.
Yeah, the good old Donald.
Wouldn't that be cool if they combined?
Roger Stone just got indicted with 7 counts of criminal activity. Coming for you now, Donald. Bitch. I'm so excited that this is actually happening, but let's move on. Michael, what's up?
Wouldn't it be cool if they combined the Florida people and the LA people? Wouldn't they just make all combine together and just formed one group? It would be a super movie. That's the Avengers.
What Michael just did.
Oh, like, suck it, Marcel.
Pause.
Hello. Wait, what happened?
I said pause. Oh, no, like pause. Just, like, you know, that's gay.
Anyways, Josh, I wanted to run a few theories by you and Marcel.
Yeah.
So this one comes from Reddit user just_Angelo.
Oh, my God.
What if Popeye's chicken sandwich was a way for the government to see how we would react to eating people?
That's it. Oh, yeah, would react to eating
basically people. What if Popeye's made What if Popeye's chicken was made out of people?
They might as well be. I mean, no, not like that.
Hey, good thing I'm not a hype beast because I didn't eat one of those nasty things.
You didn't eat a chicken sandwich?
No, I'm not going to eat one of those fucking chicken sandwiches. You know why? Because I can make a better chicken sandwich at home.
That is absolutely true. And I've been saying that since day one.
Day one, no, yeah.
But it is a good sandwich. It is a, no. But what I said about it was it is a good fast food chicken sandwich.
Yeah, that's
all it is.
But I've never seen like that chicken sandwich. Might as well be the ring from Lord of the Rings. How people are acting like that, like
they're acting dumb. Stupid.
Yes. People have died over
this fucking sandwich.
Brother against brother over this ring. I mean, the chicken sandwich is the same shit. Like the Eye of Zorn. Everybody's acting like golems out there. Like, we must get the chicken sandwiches. Precious. It's like, no, calm down. Calm down. All of you all.
Okay, guys. So, I ran the chicken theory by you already, of course. And do you feel like we were fed human beings?
No. First of all, humans would be red meat.
Josh is the only person
you're
right.
We're eating. Yeah, that would be a very red meat.
It's white meat. I've seen the inside of a chicken.
Yeah,
chicken
it's a very good chicken sandwich. White meat. And it would take a lot to engineer to make it look like a chicken.
Yeah.
There's no point. There's no point. Just make chicken.
To get rid of the lines of golems out there, just throw that shit in the fire, man. Just like the ring. Just
okay.
Toss that shit.
So the next one I'm going to run by you is going to be a little bit crazy.
Tasty,
please.
Sweet, precious.
Stick with me, Marcel. Are you ready?
Tasty, sweet, precious.
Okay, so... In 2003, philosopher Nick Bostrom proposed a trilemma. Yeah, trilemma. It's fucking weird, but it is what it is.
More than a dilemma.
Yeah, exactly, because it's a two. So, dilemma two, trilemma three.
Yeah.
Of course. That he called the simulation argument. It doesn't argue the point, but no matter how crazy it sounds, one of these options could possibly be true. And that's what's really fucking scaring me at night. The fraction of human level civilization. So these are the options that it could be. The fraction of human level civilizations that reach an IP and intelligence level to recreate life as we know it is very close to zero, right?
I almost got you, bitch.
The fraction of intelligent civilizations that are interested in running simulations of their evolutionary history or variations thereof is very close to zero. The fractions of all people with our kind of experiences that are living in a simulation is very close to one. So it's basically what is it saying is either people created something like the Matrix where we live in, or that it's completely impossible to do it. Or they don't care about doing it. Now, what if we see things as they are when they are interacted with? Like this chair that I'm sitting on. What if there is nothing inside this chair unless inside of the molecules is what when I open it up. So let's just say I open this chair up and I crack it open and I look at it underneath a microscope that can see the atoms inside each chair, that nothing's actually inside there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's hollow.
So it's completely hollow until you crack it open. And then when you crack it open, the simulation that is around us generates.
Well, yeah, that would be exactly what simulation theory is.
Exactly.
It fills itself in because it's a very powerful AI.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now that would leave a lot of the things that we have a problem with. There was actually an atom that was discovered recently where when you looked at it with a certain degree of light, you would see it. And then when you looked at it with another degree of light, it would change its shape completely.
Yeah.
It is very scary.
It's not really. It's just a light sensitive atom.
Well, or it is an atom that doesn't give a shit about what's going on until you actually shine light on it. And then it changes itself according to what you need it to be.
Yeah.
So.
We kind of had a conversation about this. I think you know where I stand.
Yeah. So on our Thoughts from the Kid episode, quote unquote 25, we talked about how I kind of believe in the simulation theory, and this is exactly what we're talking about. Do you believe that we could or would want to simulate a consciousness if we could?
No. I think, honestly, if mankind played God, mankind would destroy mankind.
Yes.
Jeff Goldblum 100%. Said it right.
And that is one of the 100%. Great filters.
I think mankind is a very destructive nature, and I think it's very self-destructive. That's why we have so much war, violence, and animosity amongst different, very, very small differences with each other. I think that is why that animosity comes, is because we are self-destructive by nature. We do not fuck with each other. Honestly, I believe in closer to chaos theory. That everything is just
so it's actually another theory with involved in this where everything is not
involved
with
it is not involved with it actually is simulation theory.
It's a skeptical theory.
Oh well, then simulation theory borrowed that from chaos theory, because chaos theory is way older. Chaos theory comes from generations and generations ago.
No, you're right. No, but you got to realize this happened from the original butterfly in. I believe either Chinese or Japanese man's dream. So it's been around for a long time. The
simulation?
Yes.
Simulation theory. I thought you just said it was from a dude from 2003.
From 2003, who actually put it into words.
Oh, okay. All right. I see what you're saying now. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, now we're looking at this. So let's just pretend I used to have these really crazy dreams at night. What makes the people outside of me real? What makes the person
nothing.
I'm sitting next no, to nothing. Real?
Michael, nothing.
What proves to me that you're real, that Marcel is
we
real,
could say
that my
touch,
mom is my mom.
We could say touch. We
but
could say
those are all simulated
smell,
feelings via my
but
brain.
But it is. It could be. Yes, exactly. And that's exactly where it is a theory. But again, at that point, you'd have to disprove everything else you've ever experienced, and at that point everything is in question.
And now if you ever disprove the theory, more than likely what would happen?
What do you mean?
The simulation would end.
No.
Yes it would.
No it wouldn't.
Why wouldn't it?
You'd be stuck in it.
So
you'd be stuck in the lie because the AI is too small. Whoever, or not the AI per se, but whatever created the simulation. I've been waiting for this because I was like, yes, Michael.
I love it. I love it.
Because that's the hypothesis, right? Is if you get to the end of the simulation or you
there's no
figure
end of the
it
simulation.
Out. But that's the thing.
They
it's
can
either,
create everything around you so you don't
but
have
you,
to
but,
ever
but what
it
you
is.
Just said was, oh, you, well, yeah, that's the full thing. But what you just said was, what if we don't, what if we figure it out? Would you wake up? What if this is just your simulation trying to keep you locked in?
No, the question is if you
wait,
ever
you just
truly,
missed that.
No.
What if this is just the simulation just trying to keep you locked in, Mike?
What if it is?
Mike.
Congratulations. Guess what? My mind's already fucked as it is, so it don't matter. Massage that bitch all you want. The simple fact of the matter is they're saying the only good outcome that you could ever have of discovering that you're in a simulation is that it ends. Well,
I don't want it to end though.
No, absolutely not.
What's is that? Awesome. What was the guy in Matrix who didn't want to leave?
Oh, who didn't want
to? In the first movie. The one that killed everybody.
Oh,
Cypher.
I remember his name.
I think his name was Cypher.
That sounds right.
I'm Cypher.
Was that the main villain? Like not. The
yeah.
Villain? Yeah.
He was the guy on the ship that kills everybody.
Yeah,
I think
that's
Cypher.
Yeah,
Cypher. Mm-hmm. I'm Cypher. I'm killing right, everybody.
Well,
I'm staying in the Matrix.
Can I read you guys this awesome post that really got my mind fucking ticking? Like, there's very few times where I'm just
wait,
what the fuck?
Do you believe in simulation theory? Come here. It's
she don't know what that is.
It's basically just like that. This is all.
She don't know the Matrix either.
I know. This is all a fake reality that is augmented. Do you think that's kind of true? You're crazy. Get the fuck out
of
here.
You know, in the words of Jeff Goldblum, just because I looked it up and I just wanted to say what he said in Jurassic Park.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not that... my bad.
Whether or not they could,
that they didn't stop to think if they should.
Well, it's a whole other scenario considering that everything that you ever wrote in and everything that you ever truly believe was already written. Was already decided on what you would create.
Yeah.
Everything that you know has already been created by something else. And the simulation has just continued on to that point. And guess what? Even if 10,000 years somebody else decided that this was not the right scenario, you were still wrong because you're still living in a simulation. But I have a Reddit post, okay? We have user Sandus7 that really got my mind really, really, really pumping, okay? So he goes into this as, here are several characteristics of why this universe could be a simulation. This is just a speculation right now. There is no way to prove the true reality of our universe. Lights act as a renderer of information. That's why it always goes at the same speed and it doesn't have a mass. The universe expands faster than the speed of light. So if the distance of two points is great enough, beyond that, things don't get rendered. The most massive an object is, the slower time goes. So the information of the universe can't be processed. If the object is so massive, information can't be processed. For example, in a black hole, light doesn't get rendered. The black hole, it doesn't render the black hole to avoid the information.
Right.
And that's why light going at the same speed is an important factor in this theory. And the last point, time is relative. If a human goes to a planet close to a black hole, like in the movie Interstellar, because there's so much information, time slows down relative to another place with less information, like Earth. It would be like moving a file inside a computer that gets downloaded in 5 seconds to another file with way more information that gets downloaded in 1 hour. And by being on the file with more information, you then get to form part of a process, slowing time for you as well relative to the other file. So if you come back to the other file after 30 minutes, the other file would have been downloaded a long time ago. But for you, would only remain 2.5 minutes because that's how you would have perceived it in the five-minute file in the first place. So taking all that into account, that leads to two options. This is a real universe that behaves like a simulation. Or this is a simulated universe that behaves like a, wow, you fucked me up. So
what the
this
fuck?
Is a simulated
this
universe.
This is a real universe that behaves like a simulation, or this is a simulation that behaves like a universe. Like a
thank you.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on these universes? My opinion is that it is. If it is real, why not light being faster than expansion of the universe? Why this universe seems so obsessed about rendering and hiding information that is not needed?
Hitler?
God. Ah, it's me! It's the Nazi!
It's the aliens! It's sign aliens!
He's back! Get the fuck out of here, dude! Fucking! Oh my god!
Oh god, the Nazi! He said it was aliens! Dude, does that mean we're in an alien simulation?
Oh no.
Oh my
it's,
god.
It's the aliens. It's
absolutely aliens. Personally, I think that we only see as much as we as humans are creating for us to see. You know what I mean?
Or allow
like,
us.
We don't.
And that's the problem. That's exactly
that's
the
not
problem.
The problem, though, because it's just the fact that we're not scientifically
capable to
yeah.
see.
We
I don't think
even,
it's a problem. I think it is what it is.
We can't even physically travel at the speed of light.
No, we can't.
So, with that being said, how do we understand this? Understand the speed of light.
Theory.
We don't. It's theory. Exactly. So I think that's where it comes down to. Like, I'm not discrediting the spirit, the theory of simulation because it's very feasible. Mm-hmm. Anything is feasible. You know, it's paint at the wall at this point. We don't have a
and
say.
And that's where you get into the infinite theory where everything is just a continuation of things upon a continuation of things. Because
honestly, I'm a believer in the Big Bang, of course, being someone who understand science even remotely. So I believe in Big Bang Theory. I believe that as you know, the universe exploded and then now we are seeing kind of plays into chaos theory. We are seeing the continuation of atoms colliding and creating. That's
right.
How it
okay.
is. And then
okay.
we're seeing the expanding. And that might be why we're not able to see all of it is because we are physically incapable of it. We're scientifically, of course.
So far, of course. It's
so
like
far,
an,
yeah.
It's like an
I
ant
think
looking at a camera phone.
Exactly.
It doesn't understand.
It doesn't understand. Mm-hmm. Let alone a smartphone. Like, yeah, that's what it is. Like, and then one day the ant will be able to understand the smartphone, but now it has to do with whatever the fuck is next.
And at Oculus, that point,
it's like Oculus, where it's like, okay, now it is a simulated reality. You know what I mean? Like,
where, and that's another one of the questions. Where does the simulation end at that point in time?
Well, I don't believe we're in a simulation.
Okay, that's fair enough to understand. Yeah. I get that. And it's just one of those things. It's something that used to keep me up at night as a kid. When I used to be laying in bed and then I'd have a nightmare. And then I'd like ask my mom, and I'm like, how do I know that you're real? How do I know that you're not a figment of my imagination that I've created at this point in time to comfort me in the scenario that I'm in? How do I know that the person left of me, which is Josh, and the person right of me is Marcel, how do I know that they're not made specifically for me in this specific formula to be what I need them to be?
I've always kind of felt that way.
See,
oh, because they hate me.
I was going to say, I think that's kind of
narcissistic. It's narcissistic as fuck.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to avoid saying, but it really is.
It is. It is.
Because it makes the world revolve around you, but in reality,
it's not a revolvering around you. It's about whether or not everything that you perceive that your mind interprets that brings into your eyes is real.
And I get the questioning, and I get where the questioning comes from. I'm not saying you're wrong. I would never say somebody's wrong in what they believe, because that's fucked up.
Okay.
I think that's rude. I think that's rude because if you said that it's bothered you since you were a kid, that'd be fucked up for me to say
to
you.
Flat.
Personally, I think that it's all, I mean, because in reality, it all is simulation. In all reality, it all is simulation. But I think it's a simulation of social construct versus a physical a physical manifestation of a simulation. I believe 100% that everything that we're taught to believe, time is only relative because we made time relative.
Right. No, the only reason
why we wear watches is to tell time. Mm-hmm. It's all relative.
And time is only relative because of what we've observed.
No other creature in the entire planet delegates shit off time. Well, actually, that's not true because of mating seasons and shit like that.
No, that's not based off time. That's based off
time clock. That's based off time clock. That's not them specifically. Other animals, like if a dog called another dog a bitch, that dog isn't going to get offended because it got called a bitch.
I love how we're bringing bitch back into the subject.
Hey. But no, I believe 100% the real simulation and I say fallacy very loosely. I say it loosely because, again, I don't want to be disrespectful. I say the simulation is what we should be as human beings. What we should be as human beings should be the best human beings we're trying to be. And that we want to be. That's why every day I wake up happy. I wake up happy. I wake up cool. I wake up ready to do whatever I have to fucking do. I shouldn't be pounding on this table because it's obnoxious in the mics. Period. And I only feel that way. Why do I feel that way?
Because
social construct.
You make
that is something that is brought to me that I think, because that wasn't an original thought. I only know that because I've heard other podcasts and I'm like, I don't really like that. But that's what it is. I only came up with that opinion based on of what I've observed, and that's exactly where simulation theory also can work into. That's you know, it could be all like it could be 100% that it's all simulation. I just believe it's social simulation.
Social construct
versus making us be who we are.
But that's very narcissistic in itself.
How?
Because
why? Nobody matters. No, in all reality,
what you've inherited by.
I don't think it's narcissistic. I just think that it doesn't matter. Like, at the end of the day, Michael, none of this shit that we do here matters in the grand scheme of all reality.
And
period.
That is a very scary thought. But
it's
not
scary. It's just how it is. It's just
scary.
It's cool, actually, because now I can do whatever the fuck I want.
I feel like maybe
and be,
it matters in some
It doesn't
way,
matter.
So, Marcel, what do you feel about the theory of simulation?
I mostly lean towards everything. I can't say it better. It's more, like, that's why I'm quiet. It's more interesting for me to observe because I don't think either of you guys are wrong. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer.
There's never going to be.
Ever. But I do lean more towards everything Josh said for the most part. And I couldn't say it better. I don't know how to say it. It's something that I'm I more enjoy listening than giving my opinion to, because I kind of always lean towards
I
the
respect
more
it. I respect
religious
it.
Aspect of yeah. things a little bit
yeah.
more.
Yeah,
than
no,
science
but
one.
You got to remember, me and Josh both lean towards religious aspects.
Yeah. But I think definitely what Josh said way a bit more.
As a religious person, if God doesn't exist, well, as a religious person, I'm not burdened by anything that goes on in the world, because my world is I'm doing the best that I can do for God, mm-hmm. period, point blank. And I don't think I've ever actually ever spoken about like my faith change recently on the podcast, period.
And that's why.
So is it different?
Science and religion just
we've never talked
so
about it.
No,
like
we haven't.
So that's where it's like different, because like before it was very quote unquote atheist. But no matter what, my position is still the same. I think we are all just dust and specks in
reality.
In reality, the universe is going to go whichever way it's going to go. And yeah. all we can do is be the best ourselves, mm-hmm. period.
Be the best right. speck of dust that I can be.
That pretty I can much. Be. And not even just to like be famous, be anything. Like,
well, we
I just want to do
purpose.
Good.
I feel
want
like we all have a reason.
Like my, well, yeah, no, exactly. You know what I mean? And my purpose that it's I made myself was make my friends smile, be have a good time, talk on this podcast. That's what I made my purpose be.
You know,
I made that purpose though. But no matter what, like, you know, if God wasn't there and it ended up being a simulation at the end, where it's just absence, or it just continues to go, would I be surprised? Hell no. Because I don't understand the universe. I'm not.
Yeah, guess what? As a simulation,
so,
I will never understand.
It's more, right? It's more living in the present where you kind of lean towards, Josh? Like living in without trying to study it so much, but theorize?
I do study. I do study it.
You
have, I do
and
study
I think there's
it.
Not a
it's
wrong
part
or
of
right
our
answer.
World.
Right? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's part
yeah.
Of our world.
But is it going to.
It's not gonna
fuck
ruin my
me?
Day. Yeah,
no,
it's not gonna fuck
no,
with me. Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
At that point, everything would fuck with me.
Uh huh.
Because
yeah,
everything
exactly.
is fucking
because then
shitty.
You'll yeah, you could find something about pretty
and
much
that's
how
why
it is.
It's
find
one of those
about this.
It's one of those fun.
About it,
it's one of those.
Well,
fun
you say
that
I'm thinking like racism. I'm thinking like cops brutality. I'm thinking
the
like
polar pop.
All the terrible things that we talk about on Thoughts from the Kid that I have to report on. Like that's what it is. Like like that would be the shit I'm focused on, but I'm not. You know what I am.
Exactly.
But when I'm ready to be, and when I want to be, if it's not most some of those topics I'll jump into pretty heavy. But for the most part, like what it bothers me to an extent. Nothing bothers me fully because
what's the point?
What's the point?
You what? You,
gonna,
what choice do you have?
I'm gonna die one day, and you know what? If I get like I've always been this way. If I get up to my heavenly maker and he says, "Oh, you curse too much," all right, cool, fuck out of here.
I guess I did what I did at this point, right? Yeah, like
I'm already dead. I'm already dead.
I said fuck you to him.
No, I wouldn't say fuck you.
And then
I wouldn't say fuck you.
There was
God.
A very famous quote to that. It was like, if I'm going to be judged by a God where I live virtuously as much as I could, and then it wasn't good enough, why would I ever want to be judged by that person to begin with?
It's
you
just
know?
It's your Lord and Savior, but... That's
no,
how people
but
live. But that's how people live.
But
and I, but I'm also not going to say they're wrong. Yes, I do.
Life.
But I'm not going to discredit those people who believe that they need to do all the shit that the Bible says.
Absolutely
yeah,
not.
I'm just not one of those. And I never will be one
Testament
of those people.
But
because
down,
I am. Because I also still agree with gay marriage. I also still agree with non-existent slavery, because that's something that's rampant in the Bible that nobody talks about.
Exactly.
Slavery is hella in the Bible, and I'm just like, that's weird.
That's not my bag, but
yeah, it's not my, no, 100%.
That's
as a,
not my
as
bag,
a
baby.
Human being, as or a simulated human being,
right, right,
I don't fucking play that.
I don't play
and that's game. Where I live. I live 100% that I myself am responsible for I myself.
Right.
Point fucking blank, period. Put a dot on it. Slap the mic away.
All right. Well, go ahead and plug your podcast there, Josh. All
right.
That's a good conversation.
You can
that.
You can listen to more of this kind of, well, not this kind of shit, but some of this kind of shit on TFTK Thoughts from the Kid podcast. Make sure you check us out on YouTube this next coming week for conversations with I'll have it with Mike. What are we doing this week again? Oh, streaming. We're doing streaming. Mike, Marcy, you might want to sit a part of that. We'll talk about it later,
ooh,
but we're
yeah,
doing
maybe.
A streaming conversation on this week's conversations. You have to be on camera, so be ready.
Cool. What Oh, we'll talk about it.
We'll discuss it later. Also, socials. Make sure you check us out at TFTK Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, and then look up Thoughts from the Kid on YouTube and Facebook for all of our platforming shit.
Yeah, appreciate the camera heads up. So yeah,
go ahead.
I know how it is. Today. No, I got
you 30 minutes. Just give me like. But you can find me at Cinema Language right now. Soon, watch your language.
Galaxy Podcasting.
Let me stop hitting the desk. Yeah, for Josh real. About to be Nazi on me for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, on God, Galaxy Podcast back. Network, it's catch Cinema Nazi. Language. Cinema Language. Sorry. Nazi. Let me plug Nazi.
Well, it's because you tapped on the desk.
And watch your language.
On?
Yep.
On it's Galaxy on Galaxy Podcast Network. Galaxy Podcast. Yeah, there you go. I was like, how are you not going to plug the
No, I said it already. On. I was just like, I was thinking of other things I had to say, probably, most likely. I didn't forget the name of the network. On Galaxy Podcasting Network. Galaxy.
And, well, go ahead and follow us on Galaxy Podcasting Network on Facebook.
Yes,
Galaxy Podding on Twitter. And then follow me, Mike RMG, on Facebook.
Morty,
follow it.
Morty. We're going to go far. We're going to see everything.
We're going to go see everything.
We're going to do it. You're going to be there. You're going to be there by two. And Josh, too.
And then on Twitter, go ahead, Mickey Ramirez, 92. Thank you for joining us on Honor Norma. I hope you like discussing the simulation theory. I wanted to make a bigger episode out of it, but in all honesty, it would just been too much.
I'm down.
Hit us up on Facebook, and then we can discuss it. Thank you for joining us.